talking about what has been going on at ERCOT recently. So what have I got up? Oh, so one of the important things to think about when we think about ERCOT is this chart here. And I apologize, I've got several of these charts that I'm going to be throwing up here. This chart represents our expectation. This is a forecast. Our expectation, a possible future of continued customer demand growth in the ERCOT region. The light blue bars represent our forecast from last year, and the kind of the gray, darker blue, whatever that color is on the right, those bars represent our current forecast. So what you're seeing is an expectation, it's a forecast, an expectation of continued customer demand growth in the ERCOT region, which is different from many other regions. We have people that are moving to Texas. We have a very strong economy. We have significant industrial growth along the coast near Houston. We also have significant demand growth associated with oil and gas extraction activities, especially out west in the Permian Basin. And that's combined to result in an expectation of continued peak customer demand over the next 10 years. Now, how we actually serve that demand is changing over time. This chart shows how we have served that demand in the past, and this is showing resource capacity. So what I want you to note is if we look at this chart carefully, at the very bottom, we see the capacity from our nuclear fleet. That has not changed in the last, how far does this go back? 15, 18, 20, almost 20 years. In the last 20 years, the capacity in our nuclear fleet has not significantly changed. The next color up is our coal fleet. And you can see our coal fleet actually grew in the 2010-2011 time frame. And then if you look to 2018, you can see that bar actually decreases a significant chunk. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute.